Welcome to Monday Matters, a brief or thereabouts, weekly or thereabouts, a conversation that helps you to find happiness and hope in sometimes very difficult and messed up world. And if that introduction sounds vaguely familiar, perhaps you have tuned in from time to time to the wildly popular or thereabouts podcast, What Difference Does That Make with Dr. Mike Courtney. I am Mike Courtney, and this is not that podcast, but this is hopefully a brief conversation that each week will help you to find ways to grow deeper in your faith. Good Monday morning. I hope that you had a wonderful Palm Sunday. We did. Doris and I were speaking in Paducah, Kentucky with some wonderful friends, and it was good to be there, but it's also good to be home and to share Monday with you. I am, for those of you who see this on video, I look different today. Maybe I look different. I don't know. I am ready to go to the gym, and it is almost 7 o'clock. And interesting, this is a really personal note, but it has some explanation to what's going on here. An interesting thing has happened over the last week, and I am praising God for it. I have begun to sleep, and I thank God for that. Those of you who know me know that sleep has never been one of my strengths. I know this is obsessive compulsive behavior, but every morning I have a chart and I track how I slept, how long I slept, how much I weighed that morning, how much exercise I got the day before, my calories from the day before. I have done that for years. Now, it's not completely obsessive because in 2 or 3 months I throw that chart away. I don't keep them, but I do track in it. And the main reason for that was sleep. And I average about 5 or 5.5 hours of sleep a night and have for years. And I don't recommend that. That's not healthy. It's not good. And I've tried everything, including prayer, to get through that. And about a week ago, I just began to sleep. I have had a couple of nights where I've slept 8 or 9 hours. Last night I slept 8, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful, and I thank God for it. I believe it's a miracle, and I'm going to praise God for that, and it's going to add some years to my life, I believe. So that's a great thing. Now, the reason I'm bringing all that up is it has interfered with this kind of thing. Most of the time I got up at 4:30 and I would do the devotion then, and now I'm sleeping till 6 o'clock or 6:30 or even 7 o'clock. So too bad for you, but good for me. And I'm grateful. So I'm on my way to the gym, which is how this whole conversation started, which is why I look like this and why it's now 7 o'clock when I'm posting this. Today, the scripture reading, and I'm going to write something in just a few minutes to follow this up to kind of catch us all up. But today, the scripture reading is John chapter 12. The psalm for the week is Psalm 23. I'll post all the scripture in just a moment. John chapter 12, some interesting things in John chapter 12. And there's three things that jump out at me that are almost unrelated, but three things I want to remind us of as we begin the week on this Monday morning, the first day of the Passion Week. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and now every day this week. And I would encourage you every day this week to think through what was Jesus doing on that day and try and meditate on that some. But every day this week we'll be following through the Passion Week. Here's three things. One of the heroes in the Bible for me, kind of unsung, unspoken heroes, is Andrew. I want to be Andrew. I that's my great desire at this chapter in my life, is to be Andrew. Andrew introduced people to Jesus. That's just what he did. He introduced people to Jesus. It was Andrew who introduced his brother Peter to Jesus. It was Andrew who brings the little boy with the loaves and fishes to Jesus. And in chapter 12, there's some Greeks that want to know Jesus. They go to Philip because they're from the same hometown. And Philip goes to Andrew, and Andrew says, well, let's take them to Jesus. And Andrew goes and introduces them to Jesus. I'd like to be known for that. I'd like to be known as somebody who just introduces people to Jesus. So that just kind of reminded me again of my hero, Andrew. There's a couple of other thoughts, and maybe they're connected to that. I want to be introduced to Jesus, and I want to introduce people to Jesus, because that's where we find eternal life. Jesus says very clearly now in verse 25, anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the ones who serve me. Eternal life is found in knowing Jesus and introducing people to Jesus. In chapter 10, he says, I'll give you abundant life. I think that's life here and now. But in chapter 12, he reminds us again that eternal life is found in him. And it makes it so important then to introduce people to Jesus. The verse that follows that is a really interesting verse. Now my soul is troubled, verse 27. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this world. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice from heaven speaks, much as it did at his birth, much as it did at his baptism, and now that voice, and much as it will do on the cross, that voice speaks again. And John records that people heard it. They didn't understand what it was, but they heard it. I'd love to introduce people to Jesus, because when they meet Jesus, they'll hear the voice of God. Which leads me to the last thought, and that is that that God judges. In verse 45, I think it is, in verse 47, if anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. And then verse 48, there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. We live in a day and age where we are fond of saying, and I have said this, Jesus would not judge. What would Jesus do? Jesus doesn't judge. Jesus didn't judge. We need to be inclusive. We need to accept people. We need to love people because Jesus didn't judge. And that's true. It's absolutely true. And we need to introduce that to people, make sure they know that. But they also need to know that someone does judge. The Holy Spirit judges. God the Father judges. And there will be a judgment. So the challenge is to introduce people to this loving Jesus, because in them they find eternal life. And they know in him there is no judgment. But they also need to know that there is judgment for those people who reject him. I don't know if that makes sense. What do I know? I slept longer today than I usually do. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for joining us on Monday. Tomorrow, I'm going to try this week to focus each day on what's going on in the life of Christ. And so tomorrow we'll do this again. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And thanks for being a part of Monday Matters. Well, thanks for stopping by for a minute on Monday Matters. If you'd like more information about content from yours truly, Mike Courtney, or from any of the Branches staff, go to www.branchesblog.com. There you'll find information about our biweekly podcast, our weekly blogs, our contribution from time to time to try to make the world a healthier, happier, and perhaps holier place. We'd love to see you there, and we'd love to see you here next Monday on Monday Matters. Mana 3 Media.